Krishna, Ashu, you are in mute. I cannot hear you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Ashu.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we continue with our narration of Mahabharata.
所以我们现在呢，继续我们的《马哈巴尔特》的讲述。
The beautiful story of Krishna with his wonderful devotees.
是关于 Krishna 和他的奇妙的奉献者们的美妙的故事。
So we know Krishna is the origin of all incarnations.
我们知道 Krishna 他是 最原初的化身，他是原初的，他是化身的原初。 Sorry, is this recording?
I don't know.
So, because I didn't see the recording sign there.
That's Sumukhi Radha is the co-host.
Yeah, let me double check with her. Sumukhi Radha Maji, 录音了吗? 在录音吗?
在录音。
在哪? 哈? Okay, 好好好, 我就是确认一下。 Yes, okay, sorry, Ashu.
Krishna is the origin of Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以 Krishna 呢，他是最原初的至尊人格首神。
We know Krishna comes in this material world for particular reasons.
那我们知道 Krishna 他有特别的原因才来到这个物质世界的。
One reason is to deliver the pious, the devotees, to annihilate the demons.
那它其中一个原因呢，是为了要解救虔诚的奉献者，要斩除恶魔。
And also it comes to reestablish the religious principles.
那他来呢也是为了要重新的建立起宗教原则。
So we remember from Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna book that before Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, the deity Bhumi, the mother Bhumi, the deity, the goddess of this planet, she went to request Lord Brahma to relieve her because there were so many demonic forces on this planet.
那我们在圣殿伯加瓦坛里，或者是在 Krishna 快乐源泉里面呢，我们都记得有这样一件事情，就是在 5000年以前，当 Sri Krishna 降临地球之前呢，地球的人格化身 Bhumi 妈妈呢，就前去祈求他，希望他能够 就是能够解救他在身上的极为沉重的重负。Then
Lord Brahma decided that this was a very serious situation. They had to request Lord Vishnu to intervene.
是，布米妈妈她去找主 Brahma 来帮助她，但是主 Brahma 她就觉得呢，这是一件非常严重的一件事情，所以说呢，她就觉得必须要有主 Vishnu 要涉入进来才可以。They
went. They went with the demigods, all the demigods, Lord Brahma and Bhumi. They went to the ocean of milk.
所以说呢，他们就召集来了所有的这些半神人们。所以呢，主 Brahma 还有半神人们，还有 Bhumi 母亲呢，他们就一起来到了牛奶之洋的岸边。And
Lord Brahma, in his meditation, he prayed to the Lord to come to this material world to relieve the situation.
然后呢，主 Brahma 他就冥想主能够来到这个世界，然后能够减轻这个世界的重负。So
the Lord as Kshirodakshay Vishnu, he answers the prayers of Brahma and promised to appear in this material world.
所以呢，Kshirodakshay Vishnu 主呢，他就 回应了主Brahma的请求，他就来到了这个物质世界。So
this way Krishna took birth in the womb of Devaki.
那所以就这样的方式呢，使得主 Krishna 呢就在 Devaki 的子宫中降生。Krishna
knows everything. He knows past. He knows present. He knows the future.
Krishna 他是无所不知、无所不晓的。他知道过去、现在以及将来的所有的事情。
So he knew that this battle of Kurukshetra was going to happen.
那所以说呢，他就知道这场 Kurukshetra 的战役是一定会打起来的。
And at that time, the Lord also remembered about these two Vaikuntha doorkeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, who had been cursed by the four Kumaras to come into the material world as demons.
而且当时呢，主他也知道，就是这两位看门人。Vaikuntha 的 Jaya Vijaya 的这两位开门人，他们也会被 Kumara 四兄弟诅咒，然后呢会来到这个物质世界。
So actually they came as demons because it was the inner desire of the Lord to exhibit a little bit his fighting tendency with a real good enemy.
那么他们之所以来到这个物质世界呢，是因为要满足主内心中的一个愿望，就是他们主希望跟真正的势均力敌的敌人能够痛打一顿。
So the first birth that Jaya and Vijaya took was Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha.
所以呢 ，Jaya and Vijaya 他们在投生的这第一世呢，就是 Hiranyakashipu 和 Hiranyaksha。
And they were killed by Lord Nrisimhadeva and Lord Vara respectively.
所以他们两人呢，分别被主女星啊对和主瓦拉哈杀死了。
And then in the next birth, they appear as Ravana and his brother Kumbhakarna.
然后他们在下一世呢，就投生为 Ravana 和 Ravana 的兄弟 Kumbhakarna.
And they were killed by Krishna's the Lord's incarnation as Lord as Ramachandra.
然后呢，就被主的化身主 Ramachandra 杀死了。
And now that when Krishna came, they also took birth.
那现在当主 Krishna 再次前来的时候呢，这两位就是 Jaya 和 Vijaya 他们也投生了。
Shishupala and Dantavakra。
那他们两人投生的呢是 Shishupala 和 Dantavakra。
So Krishna, he decided that Shishupala would be killed in that, you know, imperial court that was constructed by the demon Mayadana for Yudhishthira Maharaj.
那 Krishna 呢，他就决定 Shishupala 他应该毙命在由Mayadana 就是这位恶魔的建筑师所为这个 Pandava 兄弟他们所建立的这个聚会大厅里。
That's why this part of Mahabharata is called Sabha Parva, because many important events are going to happen either in this imperial court, in imperial assembly hall, or related with this imperial assembly hall.
那所以为什么这部分的这个内容被称为叫 Sabha Parva? 也就是说呢，在这一部分将会发生很多重要的事件。那么这个重要事件呢，要不然就发生在这个聚会大厅里面，要不然就发生在和这个聚会大厅相关的一个地方。
Okay, let me see if I Sabha Parva. I sent a message on the chat.
Okay, Sabha Parva, Sabha Parva.
Parva is like a book or a canto, like the Srimad Bhagavatam cantos.
这个 Parva 的意思呢，就像是一本书或者是一卷，就比如说《圣典不加瓦坛》第一卷。
And the Sabha means an assembly hall.
Sabha 的意思呢，就是聚会大堂。
So the Pandavas, they since their birth, they were connected with Krishna's family.
那这些 Pandava 兄弟呢，他们的出生其实和Krishna 这一家是。相连接在一起的。
They are eternal associates of the Lord.
所以呢，他们和主是永恒的同游。
So they were always remembering the Lord, even though in the beginning we don't see so much the appearance of the Lord, but they were always remembering the Lord.
所以说呢，他们其实是时刻都想着主的。虽然说在最开始的时候，他们可能并没有那么多的见到主，但是他们内心中始终都是想着主的。
So this, we can also, they were all, because of being connected with the Lord, they were actually situated on a transcendental platform, even though they were acting like normal human beings going through so many difficulties, so many troubles and trials.
那么，所以就是因为他们和主这样相连，所以说呢，他们其实始终都是处在超人的层面的。虽然说他们显现为好像是普通人，而且呢，他们经历了很多的艰难困苦。
So the Pandavas, it could because they had association of the Lord, then they heard so much about the Lord.
然后这个 Pandava 兄弟呢，他们和主有联谊，而且呢，他们也听到了跟主的很多的相关的信息。
So this is the process. This is the process of becoming transcendental to this material existence is by always remembering the Lord.
所以说呢，在这个物质世界让自己变得超然的方法，超然的程序，就是时刻都想着主。
Hearing, chanting, and naturally, because we hear and chant, we remember the Lord in His different features.
那么就是聆听和唱诵。那么就是因为我们在聆听和唱诵，使得我们呢，就是总是在记着主的各种各样的不同的特征。
So this is also available to all of us.
那所以这个对于我们来说呢，也都是可以做到的。
Like now we are hearing about the pastimes of the Lord and most particularly the Lord's devotees.
那我们现在比如说就在聆听跟主相关的逍遥时光，特别是在聆听和主相关的奉献者的逍遥时光。
There is no difference between the pastimes of the Lord or his pure devotees.
主和他的纯粹奉献者的逍遥时光是没有区别的。
This is all the transcendental platform.
所以这些都是在超然的层面的。
So remember Narada Muni.Had come to visit after they had built the assembly hall, and you know, so many great personalities came, even demigods and great sages. And then Narada Muni also came, and he actually admitted that this was the most beautiful assembly hall he had seen all over the universe.
还记得就是当他们的这个聚会大厅被建好之后呢，圣人呐、啊，还有就是半神人的嘛，但大家就全部都来拜访这座大厅。然后之后呢 ，Narada Muni 也来了。后来 Narada Muni 他就说呢，这座大厅是他在宇宙中所见过的最漂亮的、最辉煌的一座聚会大厅了。
So the Pandavas they wanted to hear about Narada Muni's travelings all over the universe.
然后呢 ，Pandava 兄弟他们就希望能够听到 Narada Muni 在宇宙中旅行的各种见闻。
Particularly what was happening in many different assembly halls all over the universe.
特别是想要知道在宇宙的各个地方的这些聚会大厅里面都发生了些什么事情。
So Narada Muni during his talk, he mentioned about how many of the Kuru dynasty kings, and including their own father, King Pandu,they were not in heaven, they were not in the kingdom of Indra, they were still in Yamaloka.
然后呢Narada Muni 他就提到了就是在这个where the kings, the kings?
They were in Yamaloka, in the planet of Yamaraj.
Yeah, I understand, but the kings from where? From,
the Kuru dynasty.
Okay. Narada Muni 就说
Pandu.
Yeah.那么这个 Narada Muni 他就说呢，在这个库鲁王朝的很多的国王，包括潘杜王，都还没有去到天堂，他们现在都还在 Yamaraj 的大堂里面候着呢。
So they felt a little sad to hear that because they thought their father being such a pious king had gone to heaven.
所以说呢，潘杜兄弟一听说这话以后呢，就觉得有点伤心，因为他们觉得他们的父亲是如此虔诚的一位国王。怎么着也应该去到天堂呀。
So, and then Narada Muni sawing that surprise, which he knew they would be surprised, then he narrated to them the request of King Pandu.
然后呢 ，Narada Muni 就看到了这些孩子们所露出来的惊讶之色，而且他也知道他们的确是会惊讶的，所以呢，他就向他们转述了潘杜王所给他们发的信息。
How King Pandu actually had requested Narada Muni to, had told Narada Muni to request his children, now that they were very well situated, they had a kingdom, if they could perform this very important sacrifice, Rajasuya sacrifice, and in this way, their father would be able to be promoted to the kingdom of to the planet of Indra.
因为呢，潘杜王他现在知道他现在所有的孩子们都处在很稳定的状态，而且也有了自己的王国，所以呢，潘杜王就请求 Narada Muni 来让他的孩子们为他做这场大型的祭祀，被称为叫 Raja Surya 的祭祀。因为通过这样的这种祭祀呢，就可以使他能够得到解脱。
Since Raja Surya sacrifice is the sacrifice that is performed by the emperor of the world.
因为这个 Raja Surya 的这个祭祀呢，是由世界之地、世界的帝王来执行的。
Means has to be the most powerful king to perform this sacrifice. Means the king of kings.
那也就意味着。必须要是在这个世界的最强悍的这位国王大帝，也就是众王之王，才能够有权利举行这场祭祀。
So, in order to perform such a sacrifice, it requires an immense, immense wealth.
但是呢，为了要举行这场祭祀，就需要有大量大量的资金才可以。
And mostly important, all the kings in the planet have to be submitted to this one king who performs the Raja Surya sacrifice.
而且最重要的一件事情呢，就是在这个星球中的所有的这些国王都必须要称臣于这位进行 Raja Surya 祭祀的这位大帝。
This has been always in history, even today. You see, great leaders, they want to have an impact.In the whole world, it's a natural tendency of leaders in society to want to be the dominating force above all other leaders.
那么在历史上呢，这一直都是这样的一种惯例，即便是在当今这个社会也是能够看到这样的，就是在这个世界的这些领袖们，他们总是希望自己能够领导其他的那些领导者们。成为众领导的领导。
The reasons and motivations might be different, but their tendency is there.
那也许可能原因呢，还有动机可能是不一样的，但是呢，都有这样的倾向。
So after Narada left, Narada told this, if you decide to do this Raja Surya sacrifice, please let me know and I will go and ask the help of Lord Krishna.
然后呢，Narada Muni 把这个消息跟他们说完了以后呢，他就准备离开了。然后他就对他们说：“如果你们要是打算做这个祭祀的话呢，就让我知道，因为我呢会去找 Krishna 帮你们就是请求他对你的帮助，对你们的帮助。”
Now Yudhishthira was contemplating this advice of Narada, and he thought this was a great matter of in order to.To perform this great sacrifice, he never had thought about that.
那现在呢，这个 Yudhishthira 王他就开始在琢磨 Narada Muni 所给他提出来的这个建议，因为他之前从来就没有想过要进行 Raja Surya 的祭祀，但他现在在想，这其实是很好的一件事情。
So he assembled all his counselors and ministers, you know, in order to discuss about the preparations for this important sacrifice.
所以说呢，他就召集了他所有的这个军师们，还有他所有的大臣们，然后呢一起召开会议，来探讨怎么为这场大型的祭祀做准备。
Yudhishthira was very concerned that this sacrifice.Was not for his personal glorification, but for the benefit of all of his citizens.
那 Yudhishthira 王他这个最关切的一件事情呢，就是
He didn't want to do this for his own personal glorification.
I'm just a mute one of the devotee. I'm sorry. 那这个 Yudhishthira 王他就是他最关切的一件事情呢，并不是说是。关切自己从这件事情里面能够得到多少荣耀，而是为他的所管理的这些臣民的利益在考虑。
Sumukhi Radha, you are the doorman. Please, you allow people to come in.
Sumukhi Radha Maji, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, King Yudhishthira was not an arrogant king.
所以说呢。 Yudhishthira Wang, 他并不是一位非常自负骄傲的国王。
So he told them very clear, this should be for the benefit of our citizens.
所以说呢，他就对他底下，就是他的这些大臣们说，就是我们要把这个弄得非常清晰，就是说我们做这件事情呢，是为了我们的这些臣民的利益而着想的。
And the citizens knowing that Maharaj Yudhishthira has such a magnanimous heart, you know, they also they used to bless the king, you know, that may you be blessed.
所以呢，他的这些臣民们也都知道，尤迪士蒂尔王是一位非常的大度仁厚的国王，所以说呢，他们也经常会祝福他们的国王，经常会说愿您得到祝福，愿您得到祝福。
Nobody in his kingdom had any ill feeling against their king Yudhishthira Maharaj.
所以呢，在这个王国里面，没有任何一个人对于他们的国王是持反对意见的。
He became famous. He became famous as I'm going to send you the word as Ajata. Ajata Shatru. Ajata Shatru means a person who has no enemies.
那所以说呢，尤迪士蒂尔王他就成了著名的 Ajata Shatru。Ajata Shatru 的意思呢，就是一个没有敌人的人。
Actually, Yudhishthira Maharaj considered every citizen as his own personal family member.
事实上呢，尤迪士蒂尔王呢是把所有的臣民都给看成是自己的家里人。
This is very important. This is the way a leader should consider his own citizens, his own subjects.
那所以说这是非常重要的，每一位领袖他都必须这样的去对待他的臣民，他所管理的人。
Bhima, his brother Bhima, was also very, 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 very just in governing and in leading the citizens.
那他的弟弟 Bhima Sen 呢，也是非常的正义的，非常的关爱的领导着所有的这些臣民们。
Arjuna was always ready to protect anyone from external enemies.
这阿朱呢也是随时准备着要保护每一位臣民不受外敌的侵略。
Sahadeva was very, very just, very impartial in giving justice.
那 Sahadeva 呢，他也是非常的正义的，从来都不会偏袒。
And his brother Nakula, he was always very humble, very meek and humble in his relationship with everyone, even though he was the brother of the king.
Nakula 虽然说是国王的弟弟，但是呢，他永远都是非常的谦卑柔和的对待所有的这些臣民们。
So because of the good qualities of the Pandavas, their kingdom became very wonderful without any fear of any kind.
那所以说呢，就是由于潘达瓦五兄弟们的仁厚的管理，使得他们的这个王国呢是处在一个非常的美妙的状态下的，所有的人都没有任何的恐惧。
Everybody had an engagement according to their nature.
每个人呢都是按照自己的天性在从事着活动。
So in this way, the kingdom flourished because they were performing their duties and the fields were producing abundant food. There was prosperity all over.
所以说呢，就使得这个国王呢，这个王国呢，呈现着是一片欣欣向荣的景象。田里面长满了各种各样的果实，所有的人都在履行他们的职责。
People have no fear of disease.
而且人们也不会害怕生病。
Not even fear of death.
他们甚至于不害怕死亡。
They were feeling so protected.
因为他们觉得实在是被保护得太好了。
So there was no crime, nothing wrong in Maharaj Yudhishthira's kingdom.
所以说呢，在 Yudhishthira 王的王国里面呢，根本就没有任何的犯罪。
So after assembling all his ministers and the counselors and brothers, you know, Yudhishthira continuously questioned them about the possibility of performing this Rajasuya sacrifice.
所以说呢，在召集了他所有的大臣、军师和兄弟们之后呢，尤迪士蒂尔王就在不断的询问着，去进行这场 Raja Surya 的祭祀的可能性到底有多大。
So all the ministers unanimously, they said that, my dear king, you have all the qualities, all the attributes of an emperor.
那所有的在场的人呢，都异口同声地说，亲爱的王啊，您是完全有资格成为世界大帝的。
You have all the qualities of becoming the king of kings.
您具有所有的成为众王之王的品质。
So we all think that this is an auspicious time for you to perform this Raja Surya sacrifice.
那所以我们大家都觉得呢，现在就是非常吉祥的时刻，由您来进行这 Raja Surya 的祭祀的时刻了。
In this way, invite great sages, great rishis to come and perform all the auspicious rituals for this great sacrifice.
那就这样呢，邀请伟大的 Rishi, 伟大的圣人们来为这场大型的祭祀进行仪式上的活动。
You are qualified, my dear king, you are qualified to perform this great sacrifice.
那我亲爱的国王啊，您是有资格的，您完全有资格来举行这场祭祀。
So without further delay, you should start making the preparations.
所以说呢，也不要再拖延了，您现在应该立刻就开始为这场祭祀而进行筹备。
So when Yudhishthira heard all their unanimous conclusion and blessings, then in his mind he accepted that this had to be done.
那所以说呢，当Yudhishthira王听到大家众口同声的这个意见之后呢，那他也就觉得，他就决定了这件事情应该立刻去做了。
But even after consulting his minister and counselors, and they all agreed and they blessed him to go ahead with this great project, he wanted to consult the brahmanas, he wanted to consult their guru, Domya, and his brothers also.
但是呢，即便是就是所有在场的大臣们，还有他的这些军师们异口同声的同意他可以去进行这个祭祀活动，但是呢，他依然还是希望能够去征询婆罗门们的意见，征询他们的灵性导师多米亚的意见，以及征询甚至于他自己的兄弟的意见。
He wanted to be sure that this was not done just for his because of his own personal desire, but for the desire of the Lord.
因为呢，他一定要确认他做这件事情并不是出于他自己内心的愿望，而是出自于主的愿望，是为了主的愿望而做这件事情的。
Because if his counselors and ministers and the brahmanas and their guru and everybody would agree, this was already a symptom that the Lord would be in agreement with such a performance.
因为如果要是他的军师、他的大臣、还有婆罗门，以及所有的这些人都同意这件事情的话，那这其实也就标志着这是主愿意做的事儿。
Yudhishthira Maharaj was a person of great wisdom.
那所以说 Yudhishthira Maharaj 呢，他是一个具有智慧的人。
He knew all very, very deeply all the religious principles.
所以说呢，他是非常的谙熟所有的这些宗教的原则的。
And he was in full control of his mind and senses.
而且呢，他是完全的控制他自己的感官和心意的。
So he wanted to include take everything into consideration.
所以说呢，他要考虑所有的方方面面。
His own qualities.
他自己的品质。
He had to take in consideration the time and place.
那还要考虑时间和地点。
And also the cost of performing such a great sacrifice.
而且呢，他要考虑举行这么一场大型的祭祀要花的费用。
So he thought that he should not be the person to take the final to make the final decision.
所以呢，他就觉得他自己不应该是那个做出最终决定的人。
Is that without consulting Lord Krishna, we cannot take a decision to perform such a sacrifice.
因为如果要是没有去征询 Krishna 的意见的话，我们自己不能够自行做出举行这样一场祭祀的决定的。
See, the Pandavas, they were aware, even though they had a very affectionate relationship with Krishna, they were aware of Krishna's position as the Supreme Lord.
那所以在这里面呢，就可以看到 Pandava 们虽然说他们和主 Krishna 之间有如此的亲密的关系，有如此亲密的深情，但是他们是非常的意识到主 Krishna 的地位的。
He knew that Krishna was aware of everything.
而且呢，他们也知道 Krishna 是无所不知的，无所不晓的。
But still, you wanted to hear the Lord's conclusion, the Lord's personal advice.
但是呢，他们依然希望能够听到主的决定，以及听到主的这个亲自的教诲，亲自的意见。
That's why before Narada left, Yudhishthira conveyed to him the desires to, you know, to ask him to go to Dwarka and express his desires to Lord Krishna.
那所以说，也就为什么当 Narada Muni 离开的时候呢 ，Yudhishthira 王就向他表达了这个意思，就是希望他能够去到 Dwarka， 然后呢，去请求问一下 Krishna 的意见是什么。
In Dwarka, Krishna lives with his 16,108 queens.
那么在 Dwarka 呢 ，Krishna 与他的16,108位妻子生活在一起。
For each princess, for each wife, he built a separate palace.
嗯，他为每一位妻子都建造了一座宫殿。
And by his expansions, you know, each queen was always having the association of the Lord, and they thought that the Lord was just with them, with each one of them.
所以说呢，主通过他的扩展呢，他能够同时把自己扩展出16,108位自己，然后呢和这些皇后们在一起，使得这些皇后们觉得呢，主只是跟他一个人在一起。
So he would spend the night with them, and the morning he would perform his morning duties.
所以说呢，他就会每天晚上的时候呢和皇后们共度，然后清晨第二天的时候呢，他就会去做他的清晨仪式。
Yet he would address all the needs of the family members.
而且呢，他也会处理他的所有的家事。
And then he will leave each palace, and all these expansions will become one, and this one Krishna would go to their imperial assembly hall.
Yeah, Krishna,
all these expansions coming out from the 16,100 palaces will become one personality,
okay,
and he would go to their imperial assembly hall in Dwarka.
Yeah, 然后呢，就是 Krishna 他所扩展出的这16,108位的这个扩展呢，就全都会集合成一个人，就是集合成这一个 Krishna， 然后呢，他就会去到他的办事大厅去处理他的国事。
Krishna is one.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就只有一位。
But he can expand in many in order to satisfy his devotees.
但是呢，他为了要满足他的奉献者，所以可以把自己给扩展成好多好多。
But when you would go to their assembly hall, then one was enough.
但是他如果他要去他的办事大厅去处理国事的时候呢，一个就够了。
So his charioteer, Daruka would drive the Lord to the assembly hall.
所以说呢，他的车夫 Daruka 就会开车送他去到他的办事大厅。
His assembly hall was also very, very famous.
那主 Krishna 的这个忌讳大厅也是非常的著名的。
Sudharma，
这地方被称为叫 Sudharma。
Highest the supreme Dharma。
这意思就是说是至尊的 Dharma。
So Daruka would come with the chariot, and the Lord would would go up to the chariot, and they would drive the Lord to the assembly hall because Dwarka was enormous.
So, Ashura, the name of the chariot?
Daruka.
然后Daruka呢就会驾着他的车来接主，然后呢主呢就会坐到车里面。 然后他们就一起到他的办事大厅里面。
Yeah, these are all very important personalities because they perform very, very intimate service to the Lord.
那像Daruka这些人物都是非常重要的人物，因为他们在为主 Krishna 做着非常的亲密的服务。
So they would go together with Uddhava and Satyaki.
那所以说呢，他们就会一起去。 Krishna 还有 Uddhava 还有 Satyaki 他们一起前往。
Particular Uddhava would be always accompanying the Lord when the Lord would come out of his personal palaces.
特别是 Uddhava 只要主 Krishna 他一出宫 Uddhava 一定是陪着他随行的。
So all the queens out from the windows of their palace were seeing their husband, and everybody was seeing their husband, thinking that they were seeing the only husband they had, the only Krishna they had with
them. 然后呢，所有的这些皇后们呢，就从他们的宫中的这个窗户上看着他们离开了这个丈夫，但是所有的人呢，都觉得这个丈夫就是他的，只是他唯一的丈夫。
And the Lord would wave to them in a loving way.
然后呢，主呢会满怀深情的向他们挥手。
So when he entered in the Sudharma palace, he was just one person.
但是呢，当他进入到 Sudharma 宫殿的时候呢，只是一个人进去的。
This Sudharma assembly hall has been taken from the heavenly planets.
那么这 Sudharma 这个聚会大厅呢，是他从天堂带下来的。
Anybody would enter into this assembly hall would be free from all kinds of material distress.
任何进入到 Sudharma 大厅的人呢，立刻就会摆脱所有的物质的焦虑。
No hunger, no thirst.
不会再有饥饿，不会再有饥渴。
No lamentation.
不会再有悲伤悲叹。
No illusion.
也不会再有幻觉。
No old age, no death.
也不会有年老，然后也不会再死去了。
As long as they would remain inside this Sudharma assembly hall, they would not be affected by these material sufferings.
只要他们让自己留在苏达玛大厅里面，他们就不会被任何的物质痛苦所束缚。
So Krishna would sit on his throne.
所以 Krishna 呢会坐在他的王座之上。
And many people would come do their offerings and.
那很多人呢都会上来献上供奉。
There are many people who come to perform singing and dancing and reciting beautiful poetry.
那还有很多的这个歌者，还有舞者呢，会走上前来唱歌和跳舞，还有一些诗人会吟诵诗词。
Singers and dramatic actors.
还有歌唱者和表演者。
Performing different pastimes of great devotees of the Lord and pastimes of different incarnations of the Lord.
他们会上演的戏剧呢，是和主的伟大的奉献、消失奉献，是主的不同的化身相关的节目剧目。
It was a very pleasant atmosphere.
所以说呢，是一个非常的宜人的氛围。
The Brahmins would come to chant the Vedic hymns.
那这些婆罗门呢也会来唱诵伟大的赞歌。
So in these different ways, the citizens of Dwarka would offer their worship to the Lord to please Him.
所以说呢，就以这样的方式，所有的这些臣民们呢，就会以各种各样的方式来崇拜主，取悦他。
And the Lord would accept with great happiness, would accept their wonderful services and show that to them that he was very pleased.
那主呢也是非常的快乐的，然后呢他也会向所有的这些人表示他非常的被他们的如此的美妙的服务所取悦。
So as they were going through all these various auspicious performance and festivities, suddenly a man came from outside and he was asked to be admitted by the Lord and the doorkeeper came to inform the Lord.
就在这个大家正在欢声笑语这个进行这种节日的欢度的这个时刻的时候呢，突然之间就有一个人在门口需要见 Krishna， 然后呢那个守门的人呢就来求见，问可不可以见他。
So this person came before the Lord, offered his obeisances, and described how many great kings had been conquered by this great king Jarasandha, and they had been subjugated, be arrested by Jarasandha.
然后这个人他进来以后呢，他就跪倒在 Krishna 的面前，然后对他说呢，就是很多的国王现在全部都被加尔桑达给击败了，并且呢都被加尔桑达给抓了起来。
20,000 kings have been deprived of their kingdoms and be arrested and incarcerated.
那么有20,000国王都失去了他们自己的王国，并且呢被加尔桑达给抓了起来。
So this man was actually a messenger sent by these imprisoned kings.
所以说呢，前来的这个人呢，其实是被所有的这些被关起来的国王所派来的一个使者。
So this man was bringing a message given by those imprisoned kings.
所以呢，这个人呢，他是带来了所有的这些被关押的国王的信息。
They were requesting the Lord to help them.
所以呢，他们请求主能够帮助他们。
My dear Lord, we are always engaged in this material body, and we are always full of fear.
我亲爱的主啊，我们是被关在这身体的牢笼里，所以我们始终都处在恐惧之中。
We were under the illusion that we could be happy by being kings, but it was just a dream.
我们处在一种虚幻之中，我们认为自己成了国王就能快乐，但这只不过是一场梦而已。
Infatuated by this material opulence, we had rejected our real happiness of the soul.
那就是由于我们被这物质的繁华所困，以至于我们拒绝了灵魂所应该得到的真正的快乐。
And we neglected to offer devotional service to you.
所以我们忽略了向您献上奉爱服务。
And because of our material attachments, now we are suffering.
而且就是由于我们的物质依附，使得我们现在非常的痛苦。
So we pray to you that you release us, particularly you release us from our past sinful activities.
所以说我们祈求您能够救我们，特别是能够让我们摆脱之前的罪恶的活动的反应。
It's because of our past sinful activities that now we have been subjugated by this king Jarasandha.
那么就是由于我们之前所从事的这些罪恶活动，使得我们现在受困于加拉桑达加加加拉桑桑达。
Jarasandha.
Jarasandha.
Jarasandha. Don't wait. Jarasandha. So.We know that, my dear Lord, we know that your strength is unlimited.
我亲爱的主啊，我们知道您的力量是无限的。
Is beyond any human power.
而且呢，您的力量是超越于任何人类的力量的。
And we heard that for 17 times you have defeated this Jarasandha in battle.
而且我们已经听说您曾17次战败了这位加拉桑达。
But then suddenly, because you were so much absorbed in your own pastimes, he appeared that he defeated you once.
但是呢，就是由于您过于的沉醉在您的逍遥时光中，使得展现出来的好像他有一次把您给战胜了。
So now he's so filled with pride that he thinks that he can conquer all the kings around the world.
所以说呢，他现在就完全被骄傲冲昏了头脑，他就觉得他能够战胜在这世界上的所有的王储。
So my dear Lord, we know that one of the reasons why you come to this material world is to protect your devotees and to annihilate those who are opposed to your devotees.
我亲爱的主啊，我们知道您为什么要来到这个世界，其中一个原因呢，您是要保护您的奉献者们，另外一个原因呢，是要斩杀对付您的奉献者的人。
So please, my dear Lord, fulfill your mission and kill this evil Jarasandha.
所以，我亲爱的主啊，请您完成您的使命吧，杀死这邪恶的加尔桑达吧。
So the messenger said, "This is the message they told me to convey to you, my dear Lord."
所以呢，就是这位信使就说呢，我亲爱的主啊，这是所有的这些王国王们希望我带给您的信息。
All these kings have surrendered to your lotus feet, and they are aspiring to have your personal association.
所有的这些国王们呢，都拜倒在您的莲花足下，而且他们都渴望着能够得到您的莲衣。
Please, please, please shower your mercy, your causeless mercy on these afflicted souls.
求您了，求您了，把您的无缘的仁慈降临给这些痛苦的灵魂们吧。
So after the messenger of these imprisoned kings conveyed the message of those kings, at that time Narada Muni appeared in the assembly hall.
那然后就在这些国王的信使把他的带来的这个信息给传达完之后呢， Narada Muni 就出现在了这个大厅之上。
Everybody knows Narada Muni.
所有人都认识 Narada Muni.
And Narada Muni, because of his purity, is always emanating a very effulgent aura, you know, very beautiful, very attractive.
而且呢 Narada Muni 由于他的这种高尚的状态呢，使得他总是会显现出非常的光灿的光彩照人的样子。
So even though Lord Krishna is worshipped by all great demigods like Lord Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and so many others. But as soon as as Krishna saw Narada Muni, immediately very humbly and very joyfully stood up to receive the Narada Muni.
那虽然说 Krishna 他被所有的这些伟大的半神人们所崇拜着、敬仰着，比如说像主 Brahma 呀，还有主 Shiva 呀。You mean Brahma and Shiva, they are also in the assembly hall?
No. Krishna is worshipped by all great demigods, okay. Like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra. But when he saw Narada Muni, immediately, very humbly stood up to receive him with great respect. Even though he is worshipped by all these great demigods, immediately stood up to receive Narada Muni.
Okay, 那么就是虽然说 Krishna 他被这些伟大的半神人们，比如像主 Brahma、主 Shiva 所崇拜着，但是当 Narada Muni 进了大堂之后呢，他立刻就站起身来，然后呢非常恭敬的迎请 Narada Muni.
Krishna was very joyful to receive Narada Muni.
而且 Krishna 看到 Narada Muni 可开心了。
And in order to set also good example to others how to receive a saintly person, immediately offer his obeisance and bow down with his head on the ground.
而且呢，他为了要向众人们树立一个榜样，如何来迎接一位圣人，所以呢，他就五体投地的这个向Narada Muni顶拜，他用他的头去顶拜Narada Muni。
Certainly, Narada Muni was embarrassed, but he knew that Krishna was setting a good example for all the kings to follow. So Narada accept all this, you know, all this praises and the seat offered by the Lord to him.
Narada Muni 呢，他其实还是挺尴尬的，遇到这样的状况。但是他知道主 Krishna 的用意是为了要给所有在场的国王树立一个榜样，所以说呢，他也就接受了 Sri Krishna 对他献上的这个敬意，以及为他准备的这个上座。
So Krishna actually worshipped after Narada Muni was seated, he washed his feet and worshipped him as we worship the Supreme Lord Himself.
所以说呢, 当 Narada Muni 落座之后呢, Krishna 为他, 沐洗了他的莲花足, 并且呢, 像我们崇拜至尊主一样, 主 Krishna 崇拜了 Narada Muni.
So, and he spoke very, very pleasing words.
然后呢, 他向他送上了非常宜人的话语。
And say, it's a great fortune that you have visited our assembly hall.
他说呢, 我们实在是太幸运了, 有您光临我们的大厅。
For us, it's a great blessing to have the visit of a great personality like yourself.
那我们有像您这样的一位伟大人物到场, 对我们来说实在是太幸运了。
Certainly you have also visited Indraprastha, the capital of the Pandavas.
那当然你也刚刚拜访过 Indraprastha, 潘达瓦们的, 首都。
Maybe you can relate to us how the Pandavas are doing and if they are executing their duties for the benefit of their citizens.
也许您能给我们讲述一下他们都过得怎么样啊? 他们都为了他们的臣民的利益都做了些什么事情呢?
And Narada Muni said, I know, my dear Lord, the power of your illusory energy.
然后呢, Narada Muni 就说, 哎呀,我亲爱的主啊, 我知道您的虚幻能量的力量。
With your illusory energy, you can bewilder everyone in this universe, even Lord Brahma.
在这个宇宙, 以您的虚幻能量, 所有的人都会被迷惑, 即使是主Brahma。
Who can understand really your purpose?
那谁又能真正的理解您的用意呢?
You know past, present and future. You know, nothing is unknown to you.
您知道过去、现在以及将来，没有什么事情能够藏得过您。
But anyway, because you are playing the part of human being, then I should relate to you what your wonderful devotee and cousin Maharaj is this year is planning to do.
但是呢，您既然在扮演一位普通人的角色，那我就向您来讲述一下。 您的良善的堂兄 Yudhishthir Maharaj 他正准备要做什么?
He wants to establish his sovereignty, his kingship all over the planet.
他希望能够在整个星球建立起他的至尊地位。
So he wants to worship you. In this great Rajasuya sacrifice.
所以呢，他希望能够在这个伟大的 Rajasuya 的祭祀仪式中呢，能够崇拜您。So
this is Maharaj Yudhishthira's desire, but he wants to perform this sacrifice for your pleasure.
然后他说呢，这是 Yudhishthira 王的愿望，但是他希望能够为了取悦您而做这件事情。
It does not need any material opulences or any material power.
他不需要任何物质的财富，也不需要任何物质的权利。
He wants to perform this Rajasuya sacrifice for your pleasure.
他希望能够为了您的快乐而进行着 Rajasuya 的仪式。
And he wants to have the opportunity to have your association.
而且他也希望能够得到与您联谊的机会。
Please, my dear Lord, bless them with your personal presence.
我亲爱的主啊, 请您以您亲自的显现来祝福他们吧。
So, previously, just before Narada Muni came, that person, the messenger of the kings, were asking Krishna to come and free the 20,000 kings that had been imprisoned by Jarasandha.
但是呢，在Narada Muni来之前呢，是这些被抓起来的国王的信使正在请求 Krishna 能够去解救这些被 Jarasandha 所抓起来的国王们。So
the members of the Yadu dynasty, the court of the Lord, they were all thinking how they could. How Jarasandha could be conquered.
所以呢，就在这会儿，就是在这个 Krishna 的堂上的所有的这些国王们，他们脑子里正在想怎么能够去征服加尔桑达王。
So they didn't agree with this proposal of Narada Muni to invite Krishna to go to Indraprastha to attend the Rajasuya festival of Maharaj Yudhisthira.
所以这会儿呢，他们就不同意 Narada Muni 所新提出来的这个意见，请 Krishna 去Hastinapur 去参加 Yudhisthira 王要举行的 Rajasuya 的祭祀仪式。
So because there were differences of opinion amongst the members of the Yadu dynasty, then Krishna turned to Uddhava and requested him.
So 这会儿呢，就在Krishna 的这个议会大厅里面呢，就有两种意见，所以呢就有不同的意见了。那 Krishna 就转头问Uddhava， 他是什么意见
？My dear Uddhava, you are my best well-wishing confidential friend.
我亲爱的 Uddhava， 你是我的满怀着祝愿的非常机密的好友。
And we all know that you possess all wisdom.
而且我们大家都知道您是拥有所有的智慧的。
I want your counseling because your counseling is always right.
那我想听取您的意见，因为你的意见呢永远都是正确的。
You please, you tell us.What should be done in this situation?
所以呢，请您告诉我，我们应该怎么办？我应该怎么办呢？在这样的状况下
，Should I go and defeat Jarasandha and release the 20,000 kings that are imprisoned by him, or I should go and attend the Rajasuya sacrifice that Yudhisthira Maharaj wants to perform?
我到底是应该去和Jarasandha 去作战？然后解救被他抓起来的这两万国王呢？我还是应该去到 Hastinapur 来参加 Yudhisthira 王所进行的 Rajasuya 的祭祀仪式呢
？Uddhava was very very close to Lord Krishna.
那 Uddhava 呢？他和主 Krishna 是非常的亲近的。
He was so intimate to Lord Krishna that he had actually the same features as Lord Krishna, the same bodily color, everything looks so much like Krishna.
那因为他跟 Krishna 是如此的亲近，以至于他的长相，他的很多的这个身体的特征，他的这个皮肤的颜色都和主 Krishna 是非常相似的。
Sometimes people would be confused and would take him as Krishna.
所以有的时候人们都会搞混，大家就会觉得是不是这个 Uddhava 就是 Krishna？
So Uddhava, even though was very close to Krishna, he was always aware that Krishna was not an ordinary person.
但是呢？虽然说 Uddhava 和 Krishna 是如此的亲近，但是 Uddhava 他从来就非常的清晰 ，Krishna 他并不是一个普通人。
He knew that Krishna can know everything, past, present, and future. He is aware of everything.
因为他知道 Krishna 他是了解过去、现在和将来的，他是清晰的了解所有的事情的。
And Krishna would be the best person to determine what to do in that particular circumstance.
而且呢，他也知道 Krishna 最知道在这样的一种特别的情形下，最好的作为到底是什么。
But because Krishna was trying to consult with him, then Uddhava, in order to render service to the Lord, he began to speak.
但是呢，由于主 Krishna 在向 Uddhava 在求取意见，那么 Uddhava 呢，他为了要为主做这个服务，所以呢，他就开始。说话了。
So be tuned for the next episode.
那所以说呢，我们大家要拭目以待着，聆听下一讲发生了什么。
We're going to hear Uddhava speaking.
我们下一讲呢将听到 Uddhava 的意见。
And we're going to see what Krishna decides to do.
而且呢，我们也会看到 Krishna 他最终的决定是什么。
So we stop here for tonight.
那所以我们今天晚上这节课呢就先讲到这儿了。
Right on time.
我们在整点的时候结束讲课。
So we can have enough time for questions.
然后这样呢，我们就会有足够的时间来为大家解答问题。
We noticed that many devotees entered during the narration. Maybe they did not know that we were going to start at 6 today.
那个我们注意到很多奉献者呢，都是在讲课讲到一半的时候进来的，是不是大家没有注意到我们今天的这个讲课是在六点钟的时候开始的
？We thought that would be better to start early because some devotees wanted to hear Mahabharata at the same time, attend the other program afterwards, the other training program. So that's why we moved the program a little bit.Before, in order to accommodate all devotees.
我们现在之所以是把 Mahabharata 这节讲课往前挪了一段时间呢，是因为每周五的后面在八点钟的时候呢，还有另外的一套培训的课程。那有些奉献者呢，是又希望能够听到 Mahabharata 的这节讲课，又希望能够听到那节讲课。所以为了要这个使得大家都能够尽量的听到这两节课呢，我们就把 Mahabharata 的这节课呢的时间往前挪了一点儿。
So we are sorry if that disturbed the plans of some devotees.
所以呢，如果我们要是因为这件事情搅扰了一些奉献者的这个时间的安排的计划呢，
But you believe that for quite a few weeks is going to be like this?
所以呢，我们相信可能要有一段的时间会是这样的时间安排。
And then if there is no clash with any other program, then we can see if we can move to another more convenient time for everyone.
然后呢，当这段时间过去以后，然后和别的课程不再冲突了以后呢，我们再把这个时间再挪回到对于所有的奉献者都比较的方便的时间。
We are flexible. We can do either ways. We just want to satisfy you.
那我们呢是比较灵活的，所以呢我们怎么安排都行，我们的用意就是能够使大家满意。
So please, if you have any comments or reflections or questions, now we have some time. We have to finish before 7:40.
那然后呢，大家如果有任何的问题和评述呢，我们现在就可以来讨论。我们今天这节讲课呢是在7:40的时候结束。
You can either write down or you can also turn on your microphone or wave your hand and speak on the microphone. Dana Kelly? Dana Kelly?
Yes, Maharaj.
I said you can either turn on your microphone and you can speak your question or comment if you like.
Yeah, I translate that.
Oh, I didn't hear.
I translate that.
Was muted. Yeah, was muted.
Okay. Here I really see a couple of questions here.
Okay, let's do it then.
Yeah, 但现在在这个照光里面已经有两个问题了哈。这一个问题是来自于这位奉献者的，感恩阿叔，感恩翻译和主持，谢谢您。Dwarka 居住的是亚杜王朝还是威士尼族呢？亚杜王朝和威士尼有啥区别和关系？The question is that Ashu, thank you very much. Dwarka's, who is living in Dwarka? Is that the Yadu dynasty or Vishnu dynasty?
Yadu and Vishnu,
what are the differences? How do they relate it?
They are two different dynasties, but they are all related, family related.
那么这个亚杜王朝和威士尼王朝，他们俩是不同的两个王朝，但是呢，他们是有关系的，就是他们是亲戚，是两个有亲戚关系的家族。
So they are all related. This is all family, family members of Krishna.
那所以说呢，这些都是 Krishna 的家人。阿叔 ，hold on, sorry. One of the devotees said that there was no sound.Hare Krishna, 请问大家现在能听得见声音吗？还是只有一位奉献者听不见声音？什么 Kirana Maji 听得见吗？现在？哦哦，那不是我们的问题，是他的问题是吧？哈，那您
他的问题，对 ，OK。I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly. I can try to find out if Vishnu and the Adu are from.Either from the side of Devaki or either from the side of Vasudeva, which one is which one. But they are all related to Krishna. These are all family members of Krishna.
这个我不是特别的清楚，这个亚杜王朝和威士尼王朝哪一个是属于 Vasudev 这边的，也会是属于 Devaki 那边的，我得去查一查。但是呢，他们都是 Krishna 的亲戚。
So their capital was in Dwarka.
那然后 both of them's capital is in Dwarka.
Yeah, their capital is in Dwarka.
Okay, 就是这两个王朝的首都都是在 Dwarka.
And the Kuru dynasty, they were mostly in Astinapura.
然后 Kuru dynasty, 也就是 Kuru 王朝，他们主要是在 Hastinapura.
There were actually quite a few dynasties there.
那在那个地方呢，其实有好几个王朝呢。
So some were connected with the Kuru dynasty was the most prominent. Some were connected with the Yadu and Vrishni dynasties were more prominent on Krishna's side.
但是有的地方呢是和哈斯那普尔就是和库鲁王和库鲁族更加的联系紧密。那有些呢是和这个 Krishna 这边联系的更紧密。
So there was a strong alliance between these dynasties. They were quite together.
所有的这些王朝他们其实都是联盟，他们都是在一起的。
And most of them, in all these dynasties, most of them, they were aware of Krishna's transcendental position.
而且呢，就是大部分的这些王朝，他们都是非常的意识到主 Krishna 的超然的地位的。
But not everyone.
但是并不是所有人都意识到这一点。
Right, you see, Jarasandha tried to conquer the Lord and he was defeated 17 times by the Lord.
那就比如说像 Jarasandha 呢，他就想要征服主，但是呢，他被主击败了17次。
Okay, next question.
The next question is still from this devotee. I think this is Rajendra Prabhu. He's asking, Ugrasena 是国王 ，Krishna 也是国王，有什么关系？Ugrasena is the king. Krishna is also the king.What are the differences between the kings?
No, Krishna is not the king. Krishna is a prince.
Krishna 他并不是国王 ，Krishna 是王子。
But he sits also in the royal throne.
但是呢，他也是坐在王座之上的。
And everybody, even King Ugrasena knows that the real position of Krishna.
就即便是 Ugrasena 他也非常清楚主 Krishna 的真正地位是什么。
But as a matter of etiquette and Kshatriya situation, King Ugrasena was the acting king.
但是呢，就是从刹帝利的礼仪的这个角度来说呢，这个 Jarasandha 他是
No.
Ugrasena 他是王，他是国王。Sorry,
Ashwin. Everybody, particularly in the Vrishni Yadu dynasty, everybody was aware of the transcendental position of the Lord. Even though he was just acting as a prince, still everybody knew and everybody referred to him. If in any difficult situation, they would accept his counseling and his decisions.
那么在这个Vishnu 王朝还有在亚度王朝里面，基本上是所有的人都知道主 Krishna 他的真实身份是什么。虽然他只是一位王子，但是呢，大家知道只要有事情需要解决的时候，都会去请求他的意见。都会去问他到底是对这件事情怎么看的。
So when Krishna enters in the assembly hall, you know, everybody comes to worship him and perform for his satisfaction, and they all do this in a very proper etiquette, knowing that he is the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，就是当主 Krishna 他进入到这个聚会大厅的时候，所有的人都会向他献上崇拜，并且呢，按照这个礼仪向他进行这个献礼、供奉等等。因为大家都知道他是至尊歌手神，其实。
It's a lot. Srila Prabhupada describes a lot of this relationships in the Krishna book and Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a lot of discussion about these dynasties.
那是了帕布帕他在 Krishna 快乐源泉以及在圣殿伯加瓦坛里面呢都探讨了很多相关的话题来讲述 在 Krishna 王朝，就是在 Krishna 时期的所有的这些王朝之间的关系。
There were two main dynasties, one coming from the sun god and other coming from the moon god.
那么有两个主要的王朝，一个呢是来自于太阳神，另外一个是来自于月亮神。
So Krishna appeared in a dynasty that came from the moon god. That's why he was also called Krishna Chandra, because he's connected with the dynasty of the moon god.
那么 Krishna 呢，他是显现于和月亮神相关的这个王朝的。那所以就为什么 Krishna 他有的时候也被称为叫 Krishna Chandra， 就是因为他和月亮神相连。
But Krishna is not a Kshatriya, Krishna is not a Brahmana, Krishna is not a Vaishya, like as he plays in Vrindavan as a Vaishya, taking care of cows. Krishna is none of that. But he plays those roles in order to perform his pastimes with his dear devotees.
但是 Krishna 他其实既不属于婆罗门，也不属于刹帝利，也不属于 Vaishya， 也不属于其他的什么阶层。但是他在 Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光里面呢，他展现出来的好像是一个 Vaishya 的孩子。但是呢，他之所以要显现出这样的一个身份，是为了要和他的奉献者上演这充满的爱的逍遥。
Apart from Vrindavan Gokula, where Krishna appear as a child and grew up, outside of Vrindavan, everybody is aware of Krishna's transcendental position.
那除了在Gokul。那 Krishna 他显现成是一个牧牛童，是这样的这个身份显现的。但是在 Gokula 之外的所有的地方，大家都知道 Krishna 是至尊人格守神。
So here we are dealing most with the pastimes of Krishna outside of Vrindavan.
那所以说我们现在这会儿呢，所涉及到的 Krishna 的逍遥时光这一部分呢，是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 之外的逍遥时光。
Either in Mathura or most particularly this is the pastimes related with Dwarka.
那么无论是在 Krishna 在 Mathura 所上演的逍遥时光，还是在 Dwarka 上演的逍遥时光，那我们现在所谈的这一部分呢，大部分都是 Krishna 在 Dwarka 所上演的逍遥时光。
As you know, there is three sections in Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost planet of the Lord.
那我们知道在这个Goloka Vrindavan 有 但是在 Goloka Vrindavan 呢，就是有三个关于主的最高的星宿。
So one is Gokula.
那其中一个呢是 Gokula.
That's where Krishna appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda and has his baby and childhood pastimes.
那么在这个地方呢 ，Krishna 他显现为亚修的妈妈的孩子。然后在这个地方呢，他上演了他的婴儿以及幼儿时期的逍遥时光。
Then there is Mathura, where Krishna was born as Devaki and Vasudeva, and later on he came back there to be with Vasudeva and Devaki.
然后呢是 Mathura。Mathura 呢是 Krishna 他出生的地方，是由 Devaki 妈妈和 Vasudeva 把他生了下来。但是后来呢 ，Krishna 又回到了 Mathura， 和他们又生活在了一起。
And Dwarka is the place where Krishna moved on to when he got married and established a family and lived like a Kshatriya prince and had many wives, a big family.
那然后在 Dwarka 呢，是 Krishna 长大成人以后所生活的地方。那他在这个地方呢，他娶了妻子们，他娶了妻子们，然后呢？还以这个刹帝利的王子的这个身份和他的家人在这生活。
So there is a difference in a loving relationship between devotees from either of these three places.
那所以说呢，在这三个地方的奉献者和 Krishna 之间呢，是有不一样的关系的阐释的。
So in Gokula, what we call Vrindavan, it's just sweetness, and the devotees are not even aware of Krishna's transcendental position.
那所以说，在 Gokula 呢，也就是在 Vrindavan， 这和 Krishna 的这种关系，仅仅是非常甜蜜的展示的逍遥时光的关系。那在这个地方的人们呢，根本就没有意识到 Krishna 是至尊人格守神。
So in Mathura, there is affection dealings with the Lord, but there is already some awareness of his supreme position.
那在 Mathura 呢，这儿的奉献者 和这个 Krishna 之间呢，也是充满了深情的这种互动。但是呢，他们已经有一点知觉，有一点觉知，就是 Krishna 是至尊的。
But in Dwarka, there is more awareness of Krishna's transcendental opulences.
但是呢，在 Dwarka 就有更多的觉察了，就能更多的意识到，主 Krishna 他是至尊的了。
So they are all aware of Krishna's transcendental position, even though they may have very affectionate dealings with the Lord at the same time.
那所以说呢，虽然说他们在这个 Dwarka 和 Krishna 之间也是有这种满含深情的这种互动的关系，但是呢，他们是怀着敬畏的，就是这种感觉的。
So that's what you see, the relationship between the Pandavas and Krishna.
那所以说呢，你们在这地方可以看到 Krishna 和 Pandava 之间的关系的这种感觉。
The relationship between Kunti and Krishna.
还有就是 Kunti 和 Krishna 之间的关系的展示。
Uddhava, Narada Muni, they all have an affectionate relationship with Krishna, but at the same time they are aware.That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
还有乌达巴呀，还有那儿的穆尼啊，和 Krishna 之间的这种关系的展示。那他们呢，其实跟 Krishna 之间的这种展示呢，他们都是也是有这种深情的互动的。但是与此同时呢，他们又都知道 Krishna 是至尊人格守神。
And this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to the way we should worship the Lord. We should worship the Lord.In awe and reverence, but at the same time knowing that he is very affectionate to his devotees and he loves to have a very intimate relationship with him.
那所以说呢，这就是舍拉帕帕的希望我们和 Krishna 之间的这种关系，就是我们呢要满怀着敬畏之情来崇拜他，但与此同时呢，又知道 Krishna 是对他的奉献者满怀着深情和爱的。
Like we worship the deity of Krishna, we offer obeisance, we offer different types items of worship, we offer in food, we do many reverential things to the Lord, we offer prayers, but at the same time we try to develop an affectionate relationship with our deities, with the form of the Lord.
比如说，就当我们在崇拜我们的神像的时候呢，我们是怀着敬意的。我们会向他顶拜，会向他念诵祷文，然后呢，会向他这个献上食物，就是我们会满怀着敬意的去崇拜他。但与此同时呢，我们要和我们的神像和我们的主建立起这种友爱的深情的关系。
But because we are not yet in a transcendental position, so we have to be always aware of Krishna's transcendental position as the Supreme Lord, like the Pandavas are, Narada Muni is, Uddhava is very close cousin, very close intimate friend. So they're all aware of Krishna's transcendental position.
因为我们现在还没有处在超人的层面，所以呢，我们就必须要有意识的意识到 Krishna 他的超然的地位。那就好像是Pandava 兄弟们，还有像 Narada Muni， 像 Uddhava。那乌德瓦还有潘德瓦兄弟都是这个主 Krishna 的表兄堂兄，但是呢，他们也是非常的意识到主 Krishna 的超然的至尊的位置的。
So yeah, most of the devotees of Gaudiya Vaishnavas are very much attracted to the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, but these pastimes in Vrindavan are very exalted pastimes more for theParamhamsa liberated souls.
那在高调的 Vaishnava 中呢，大部分人都很被 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光所吸引。但是呢， Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光呢，其实是为那些 Paramahamsa 及至尊天鹅级的非常崇高的奉献者去。
The pastimes in Dwarka also, Hastinapura, these places are also very, very exalted, and we are not really qualified to understand them profoundly, but we can relate better with these pastimes in a sense that we are also trying to offer awe and reverence to the Lord and prayers, and at the same time try to develop some affectionate dealings with Him in our service.
但是当然了，像 Hastinapura 还有像 Dwarka 这些地方，其实也是非常的崇高的。对于我们来说，是没有这个 我们其实是没有办法真正的非常深厚的去理解这些地方和主之间的这种逍遥的。但是呢，我们可以通过这些地方呢，能够更好的在敬畏的这种心态下去理解到主的至尊地位。
Anyway, wherever the Lord is, in whatever loving relationship, reverential or intimate, is the same Lord, and we are very pleased to hear His pastimes, either in Vrindavan or in Dwarka, or even in material world, performing many different pastimes in His different incarnations. It's always the Supreme Lord, that wonderful Lord.
但是无论怎么样的主，他总是至尊的。而且呢，他是非常奇妙的，所以无论他在 Vrindavan 也好，还是在 Dwarka 也好，还是在这个物质世界也好，他所上演的所有的这些逍遥时光，我们都是非常的心仪的想要去聆听的，因为无论如何都是由这位非常的奇妙的主所上演的逍遥时光。
We should be very careful to not become more attracted to a particular type of pastimes and neglect or not giving much importance to other pastimes of the Lord, like the pastimes of His incarnations in the material world. It's all the transcendental activities and pastimes of the Lord is the same one Lord.
对呢，我们要非常的小心，我们可千万不能够让自己好像对于主的某种形式的逍遥时光特别的感兴趣，而忽视了他在另外的这个形式中展现的逍遥时光，比如说会忽视到主在物质世界所展现的这个逍遥时光。不是的，因为无论是在哪个地方，主他所处在的这种位置都是超然的，都是主的逍遥时光。
And it's wonderful. Everything the Lord performs is just so wonderful.
那所以说呢，主他所上演的所有的这些逍遥时光呢，都是非常的奇妙的。Harry wants to ask a question. Harry wants to propose question.
Yes.
进入这从天堂搬来的集会大厅就没有物质焦虑，为什么 Duradan 和 Sishupal 会那么的焦虑的批评 Krishna？ Okay, his question is that when the people remain in this Sudharma assembling hall, then people will be released from all kinds of anxieties. They won't be bothered by any of the material attachment. Well, then his question is that then why Duryodhana and Sushupa are so anxiously criticize Lord Krishna?
Because they were really demoniac.
因为他们本来就是恶魔。
And Krishna wanted them to act in that way. We don't hear of Jarasandha coming to the Sudharma Assembly Hall. I don't know if he came.
He's not asking Jarasandha. He's asking Duryodhana and Shishupal.
Shishupal, yeah. They were very demonic and Krishna used that situation in assembly hall of Astina of Yudhishthira Maharaj to kill them in front and liberate them in front of everyone.
那么因为像 Duryodhana 和 Shishupal 他们都是非常的具有魔性的，那Krishna 呢就利用 Yudhishthira 王的聚会大厅来杀死他们，以这样的方式呢来解救他们。
So they became free from old age, death, and disease.
那这样的话，他们就能够摆脱生老病死的，生老病死的束缚了。
Yeah, they became free from all these things.
然后呢，因为他就可以这个解脱所有的这一切了。
So they benefited also from this assembly hall.
They're what?
They also benefited from this assembly hall because they became free from all this.
Yeah, yeah. 所以说他们其实也是从这个聚会大厅受益了，因为他们摆脱了他们的生老病死的痛苦。Question from Sumukhi Radha Maji. 请问阿叔，我们习惯了敬畏的情感，将来不就回不去文达们了吗？去 Dwarka 或者去 Vaikuntha 了怎么办呢？是外在的敬畏感，内在培养亲切的情感吗？ Okay, I think her question is that if we are so used to have this awe and reverence mood, then will that be an impediment for us to go back to Goloka Vrindavan? And if we are going back to Dwarka or go back to Vaikuntha, what do we do? Or actually we should, you know, externally we are trying to cultivate this awe and reverence mood. But inside of heart, we need to cultivate this kind of a very daring, affectionate mood to the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, it's now in the beginning, the process of Vedic sadhana bhakti, because we don't have a natural affection for the Lord. So naturally, first we need to establish the Lord's supremacy, his transcendental position in our hearts. And then, yes, as we become purified, following our sampradaya, and actually we are following Srila Prabhupada, who is a devotee of Krishna in Vrindavan, naturally we are going to become attracted to Krishna's original pastimes in Vrindavan more than other pastimes, naturally. But it will come as we become purified. But it may happen that some of us will become more attracted and we have a relationship with the Lord in Dwarka or Mathura or even in Vaikuntha. It can happen. Mm-hmm. Even though we are connected with the Sampradaya that is more related with Krishna in Vrindavan, we still can have a relationship with Krishna, eternal relationship with Krishna in other positions. Although more frequently happens that we follow the same line of service to Krishna in that mood of very intimate service to the Lord, very affectionate service to the Lord, because it's also the type of service that is more pleasing to the Lord.
I'm sure you are speaking too much.
Oh, yeah, I spoke too much, but you got everything, I know.
Please allow me, I tried.
Okay.
阿叔刚才说的有点多，我试着来翻译一下哈。阿叔说呢，就是说因为我们现在还处在这个 Vedic Bhakti 的这个休息阶段，也就意味着我们现在其实还没有达到这个超然纯粹的这个阶段，所以呢我们就需要通过这个Vedic Bhakti 的这种休息，让自己在内心中树立起主的这种至尊性，然后呢先得有这个作为铺垫才可以。然后呢我们在 Srila Prabhupada 的领导之下，那 Srila Prabhupada 呢他是来自于 Vrindavan 的 Brajabasi， 所以说呢在他的这种领导之下，使得我们能够被就是主在 Vrindavan 的这种逍遥时光的这种展示来吸引。但是呢但是我们其实就是在和 Krishna 在建立起这个关系的时候，其实有的奉献者他实际上是会被 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 之外的这种形象给吸引的，比如说他在在 Dwarka 或者是在 Vaikuntha 的某一种形象所吸引。而且呢这个主 Krishna 他其实是最欣赏的是他的奉献者向他献上的这个甜美的服务。
Yeah, we are connected with the Sampradaya that is more related with Krishna in Vrindavan, although not all our acharyas were connected to Krishna in Vrindavan. Lord Brahma, for instance, is more Krishna in Vaikuntha, and is the original of our Sampradaya. Narada Muni himself is more in Vaikuntha than is not an intimate relationship with the Lord in most of the circumstances and most of the time. The Pandavas themselves, so many great Vaishnavas in our Sampradaya are not so much related or connected in that mood, affectionate mood in Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada was in that mood, and also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Bhaktivinoda and most of our most prominent acharyas, they were connected with the Vrindavan mood.
那虽然说我们的这个三宝大雅呢，它是把我们给引向在文达文的这种心绪和 Krishna 之间这种甜美的逍遥时光这种心绪，但是在我们的这个三宝大雅里面的很有一部分的这个 acharya 们，他们其实并不是在文达文的这种心绪之中的。比如说像我们的Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya的领袖主 Brahma， 还有像 Narada Muni， 还有像 Pandava 们，其实他们更多的是处在 Vaikuntha 的这种心绪之中，并不是在Vrindavan 的这个心绪里。但是呢 睡了帕布帕的，睡了巴基文的塔库尔，然后睡了巴基斯坦的萨斯瓦蒂塔库尔，他们呢是处于在文达门的这个兴趣里的。
So after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in our sampradaya and embracing this Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya, then embracing this sampradaya, then his followers became more connected with Krishna in Vrindavan because that was the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in the mood of a servant of Krishna in Vrindavan.
那然后当Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现，并且他接受了我们的这个 Sampradaya 之后呢，才使得我们的这个 Sampradaya 的这个心绪更加的亲近于主 Krishna 在Vrindavan的这个逍遥时光的这种心绪。那么因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他的心绪是作为主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的仆人的这种心绪。
So we will go and we will be attracted to that mood where the Lord wants us to be.
所以说我们其实是会随着主的心意而走的。Krishna 他会指导我们导向一个被吸引的那个地方。
Is the Lord's choice.
所以呢这是主的选择。
Where he wants us to be.
主他会有一个选择会。
Sometimes devotees can even be in all different places.
那有的时候呢，这个奉献者他可以同时在不同的地方。
Wherever Krishna is pleased by the service attitude of this devotee, this is what the devotee wants.
但是呢，奉献者他想要的呢，就是令主 Krishna 心满意足的服务的态度。
Sometimes the devotees hanker to be, if they are boys, they wanted to be gopas. If they are girls, they wanted to be gopis with Krishna. It's wonderful to think like that. But Uddhava, for instance, he thinks just about being a piece of grass in Vrindavan.
比如说呢，很自然的就是男孩他可能就希望能够成为文达们的 Krishna 的牧牛童朋友，女孩呢可能很自然的希望自己能够成为在文达们的牧牛女。但是呢，比如像Uddhava，他就想成为Vrindavan的一株小草。
He would be very happy just to be a piece of grass and be trampled by the lotus feet of the devotees in Vrindavan.
那么他就非常的开心，只是作为Vrindavan的一株小草，然后呢，被Vrindavan的奉献者从他的头上踩过。
Madhavendra Puri is a great Vaishnava in our sampradaya. In the spiritual world, is a Kalpavriksha tree.
那么 Madhavendra Puri 他是我们的这条使徒传系桑帕达亚的一位非常伟大的奉献者，但是他在 Vrindavan 是一棵 Kalpavriksha 树，也就是一棵如愿树。
He is the one acharya who introduced the worship of Radha along with Krishna in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya before Lord Chaitanya appears, but in the spiritual world is a Kalpavriksha tree.
那么他是在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现之前，在我们的这条 Gaudiya Madhava 这个 Gaudiya Sampradaya 的这条传系上引这个介绍我们要崇拜 Radha 和 Krishna 同时一起的这位 Acharya， 但是他在 Goloka Vrindavan 就是一棵 Kalpavriksha 树。
So whatever form we have, form and service we have in the spiritual world.It's for Krishna's pleasure, and this is what is important, and this is what should be our objective. Whatever service Krishna wants us to perform in whatever form, capacity, place, this is what we do.
所以说呢，我们在这个灵性世界所做的任何一个服务，这个其实都是要取决于 Krishna 他想让我们做什么。那对于我们来说，重要的、知道的就是，无论我们做什么，我们都是为了要让他开心，就对了。
No matter what form we have, what rasa we have, what planet we take, we appear, whatever we are, this is all for Krishna's pleasure.
就是无论我们是展现于什么样的形象，无论我们做什么样的服务，所有的这一切，这一切的一切，都是为了让 Krishna 开心。
And usually is already fixed. It's not something that we are going to anchor for. It's something that's already fixed that we are going to rediscover.
实际上呢，就是我们的这个身份其实就已经是固定了的，并不是说我们想让成为自己成为什么样子，只不过呢，就是我们需要去重新去发现而已。
Now we are struggling with our minds and senses who are preventing us from really surrendering to the Lord and serving Him with love and devotion.
而现在呢，我们是需要去控制我们的感官和心意，然后呢，要让我们怀着爱和奉爱之情去好好的服务主，这是我们现在需要做的事情。
So no matter what we hear about the Lord in Dwarka, in Hastinapur, in the war, or is in different incarnation, it's always the pastimes of our wonderful Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，无论主在任何一个地方所效力的逍遥时光，无论是在 Goloka 还是在 Dwarka 还是在 Mathura， 所有的都是主所上演的非常奇妙的逍遥。
Our idea, I prefer this, I don't like so much this, it's just mundane.
那我有一个想法，就是我对这部分不是那么的喜欢，对那部分不是那么的喜欢，这都是世俗的想法。
Wherever is Krishna and his devotees, no matter what type of situation, it's always wonderful.
只要有 Krishna 和他的奉献者，无论我处在什么样的处境，都是非常奇妙的。
I sent you a quote with a picture. You can read that passage from Srila Prabhupada's book. Later, not now. You can on your own. You can download and on your own read it.
Okay.
Is there any more question?
That's everything.
Is everything?
Yeah.
We covered everything. Okay, and it's about time for you.
Yes. Thank you, Ashu.
Thank you, everybody, for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you, everybody, for being there. And sorry for those who did not know that we were starting earlier today.
也非常感谢大家今天的参与的听课。然后对那些不知道我们今天这个讲课提前了的奉献者。
So see you next Friday at 6 p.m.
那所以呢，我们下周五再见，下周五6点再出相见。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. And a special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sumukhi Radha for arranging this wonderful gathering.
好，然后特别的感谢还有 Dana Kelly 为我们安排这个很美妙的聚会。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you.